This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The Committee to Protect Journalists, or CPJ, is calling on authorities in Nigeria to immediately release journalist Daniel Ojukwu and stop intimidating and arresting members of the press investigating government's spending of public funds. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the line from Nairobi, Kenya, by the Sub-Saharan Africa representative of the Committee to Protect Journalists. That's Mutoki Mumo. Good morning, Mutoki. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell us more about the circumstances that led to the arrest of Daniel Ojukwu.
Strange to begin with. So what happened with Mr. Ojukwu is that on May 1, he went missing and his phone was switched off. So he could no longer be reached on his phone. And his colleagues discover over 48 hours later that he's actually being detained by the State Criminal Investigation Department in Lagos. And that he's been detained in connection to a report that his media outlet, the Foundation for Investigative Journalism, published in November last year about the alleged misuse or misdirection of public funds. And what has happened since they discovered his whereabouts, you know, is a worsening of the situation. He has since been transferred from Lagos to Abuja, where he's been held at the National Cybercrime Center. And, you know, journalists, I believe, are going to be marching to call for his release, because if you look at what is happening in his case, it's really unjust. It's characterized by an arbitrary detention. But it is also direct retaliation for the kind of journalism that we would want to see from our media, not just in Nigeria, but across the continent.
Has he been charged with anything?
As the information we have is that he has not been formally charged or been produced in court.
And do we know what he's being accused of doing specifically?
He's accused of cybercrime offences in connection to this report that his media outlet published in November last year. And if you read that report, the report investigates the flow of public funds, I think around $100,000 that was meant for the construction of a primary school, for the improvement of, you know, education facilities for children in Lagos, that somehow seem to have been transferred into the accounts of a restaurant. So the report was investigating that, trying to understand what was happening with that money and how it came to be channeled in such a strange way, you know, holding public officials accountable for public funds.
Has anything, you know, been said specifically by police or maybe government relating to this arrest? I presume it's probably gathered a lot of public interest.
Mm-hmm. So I cannot rule out that something that has been said that I'm not aware of. But when we published our report, we had reached out to police spokesmen and government officials, and we had not received a direct response in connection to this arrest.
Any news perhaps on how he's been treated behind bars? Do you know if anyone has had access to him?
So I do know that his lawyer had access to him in when he was detained when he was originally held in Lagos. A lawyer for his outlet did have access to him, but we do not know the current status.
How common is the detention of journalists who investigate corruption in Nigeria, Mutoki? What are you noticing in your work?
So we're noticing a couple of worrying trends in connection to how journalists who report public interest stories are treated by authorities. So I mentioned that the journalist has been transferred to the National Cybercrime Center in Abuja. And one of the things that we've noticed repeatedly in our research is the use of cybercrime legislation to intimidate and to retaliate against journalists. In fact, my colleague recently published a report where he mentioned that since the enactment of the law at least 25 journalists have had it used against them. Now, if you look at what those journalists are reporting, again, it's a kind of public interest journalism that we love to see, that the public needs in order to hold officials accountable. So we can see that journalists are covering corruption, are covering investigating things like fraud, often get retaliated against in the form of arrest. And in fact, just 6 weeks before this incident, I believe in mid-March, we documented another incident where a journalist called Segun Olatunji was taken and held by military personnel for 2 weeks in an arbitrary manner, again in retaliation for his reporting. And if you go and look at the kind of documentation that we have on Nigeria, unfortunately, you know, it's story after story of journalists arrested in retaliation for their journalism, or, you know, cases of security personnel, whether it's police officers or whether it's military officers, you know, physically attacking, intimidating journalists, you know, for simply doing their jobs.
What then does this tell us about, you know, media freedom in Nigeria and the country as a whole? Where are they?
I would say that there's a crisis that needs to be addressed by authorities, and there's a number of low-hanging fruit in terms of addressing this crisis. We ourselves have called for reforms to problematic laws. Recently, there were amendments to the cybercrime law that we've been talking about, but they don't go far enough. And we consider the new version of the law is still leaving room for journalists to be targeted. So there's reform that needs to be done on a legislative perspective. But we can also look at the culture within the security services, within the public sector, that allows for journalists, you know, that makes it so easy for an official or for us, you know, a security officer to retaliate against a journalist. And that is something that I think will take more work, but needs to be rooted out. And, you know, it starts with as simple an action as, you know, releasing Daniel Ojukwu and dropping charges, you know, pending charges against other journalists who've been accused of offenses simply for, you know, carrying out their duty to report the news.
Mutoki, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Mutoki Mumo is the Sub-Saharan Africa representative of the Committee to Protect Journalists, and she was talking about the arrest of Daniel Ojukwu. He is arrested in Nigeria, apparently, for investigating the stories of corruption against the government, the spending of public funds. And she's saying this is something that they're seeing is becoming a recurring threat in Nigeria, really a crackdown on the media there, and she calls it a crisis that needs to be addressed urgently.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.